This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You have got to believe, get this, that the Lord has the power to save you personally, not just the world in general. I don't know how many times in life I've heard people say, well, I don't know if God could save little old me. You know, I've done some terrible things in life, and I just don't know if God could see fit to save me. You know, I think sometimes, and don't quote me on this, but sometimes I think that's a form of pride. It's a form of arrogance to say God could save everyone else, but he can't save me. He's able to save completely. The King James Version says he's able to save utterly all those who come to God through him. Roberta Langella is the name of a woman who lived in Brooklyn, New York. She, by her own admission, was a drug addict. She and her boyfriend were on a rooftop in New York City at one of the tenement houses, and they were shooting up drugs. She not only passed out, her heart stopped. Did her boyfriend call 911? Did he go get medical help? No, he took off. He was afraid that if she was found dead, he would be in trouble, so he just took off. Fortunately, a custodian at the building found her and called the life squad, and they saved her life. Roberta Langella happened to live across the alley. The back of her tenement house was behind what was called the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church. She said twice a week in the evening, she could hear, as she would walk up the stairs in the back of her house, tenement house, she could hear the music of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And get this, she said, I hated that music. I despised that music. Twice a week, I'd hear the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing and practicing, rehearsing for Sunday, and I hated that music. I hated that church. And 1 year later, after her experience with death, Roberta Langella's in the choir. And she's singing every week and worshiping at a place called Brooklyn Tabernacle. Something happened to Roberta Langella, coming so close to death with her heart stopping. She came to recognize that she needed someone who could guarantee something in her life for a change. Her boyfriend sure couldn't. He walked out on her when her heart stopped. But she found a relationship with the one who says, I will guarantee your salvation through a better covenant. Here's the deal. You believe in me. You trust everything you know about me with everything that you know about your life, and I'll stand good for your salvation in eternity, that you will have a home with me forever. And that's a powerful story for somebody. David Berkowitz, also from New York, was the man that was known as the Son of Sam murderer. He terrorized New York with murdering 6 people and I think seriously injuring 7 or 8 others on this murder spree that he went on. And as hard as this may be for you to believe, and I know there are Christians that have trouble with this, David Berkowitz in prison had a dramatic conversion to Jesus Christ. And if you heard him speak and no one told you who he was, you'd say, that is a powerful speaker for the Lord. That's a powerful evangelist. And happens to be a man who killed 6 people and attempted murder on 7 others, and yet his life is totally different. People who work for the Charles Colson Prison Fellowship Organization say, this guy's for real. He's not going to get out of prison, so this is not a scam or a scheme to get out of prison. He will spend the rest of his life in prison, but he's doing everything he can to reach other prisoners with the gospel of Christ. And here's my point. You have got to believe that in spite of the fact that he does have to pay for his crime, what he did obviously was wrong, terribly wrong, he has come to know the one who said, I am the guarantee of a better covenant. And Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.